Continuing the conversation now, here's the situation that I think a lot of people that still have a lot of questions about what happened in November of 2020 on the election. A lot of people who saw the lines in Republican districts that were wrapped around the building and people voted continuously for hours. Turnout in Republican red precincts were at 80 and 90%. That was true about where I lived. Record-setting turnout for Trump supporters and Trump voters. And he was way ahead on the night of the election, and by the next morning had fallen behind in some places. People have a lot of questions about what they saw, what they believe. The problem is that when you have Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood going around saying, I've got the proof, I've got the proof, and then they fail to deliver, it leaves a lot of people thinking, well, it's time to move on. And that's the position, Patrick Byrne here with us. Patrick, that's the position people are in. They're like, you know, we've been told over and over that there's something here, and yet we never get the payoff. And so people have walked away from it, and it's really disconcerting. I mean, you look at what this far-left cabal is doing in Washington, opening our border, ready to raise taxes, ready to destroy our energy infrastructure, and bend the knee to China. I mean, there's a lot of things that are of great concern as to where this country is going. But until there's proof on the table, a lot of people that had originally said, yes, I think something was wrong, they're not even looking anymore. So if you keep digging and Mike Lindell keep digging and people keep digging, that's good. But people need a payoff, something that they can reconnect on, because otherwise they're disconnected. That's what I believe.
I agree. Well, let me give you two quick answers. One is none of the evidence that was gathered was looked at. In Sidney's cases, they were all thrown out on standing and moot and this and that. Technicalities. Nobody looked at any evidence. People say this bromide about there's 60 cases that have been thrown out. The true number is now 86. There have been 86 cases regarding election fraud in 2020. 30 of them have been thrown out, but 23 have gone all the way through the system. And of those 16, the judges found election fraud. In any case, to debate, we have what I feel was all kinds of absolutely clear evidence. If you read the book, The Deep Rig, it's got an enormously high rating on Amazon because overwhelmingly people agree. But in any case, the mother lode was found. I can't go into it right now, but the mother lode, and the mother lode was, Sidney was aware of the mother lode back in January. It's Sidney and Linwood and others. It's taken a huge amount of time to go from knowing about the mother lode and to actually being able to, believe it or not, there's a huge amount of de-encryption involved, encryption, decryption. There's, you know, buying massive computers that have been running for weeks and months and things like this are literally part of the equation. You will understand more. And just, you know, if people can keep the faith for just another couple weeks, they're going to understand everything I'm talking about. So I agree. It was depressing that Lynn and Sidney were going out there. But at the end of the day, the courts didn't look at any of their evidence. They really didn't.
Let me ask you this, because, Patrick, this would be the easy question, which is, why is the lawsuit or lawsuits that you say are coming, why do they stand any better chance of making it through than the dozens that were tossed out for standing or for venue or whatever they were tossed out for? Why is this one going to make it? Why should we have any more faith in this one getting through than the others?
Well, first, remember that while 30 or so were tossed out for standing, 23 made it through at different levels and got adjudicated, and 16 of them came on our side. In this case, the evidence is so compelling and is so overwhelming, there's no way the court systems cannot be looking at the evidence that's going to be coming out in a matter of weeks or days even. It's much more compelling, as compelling as I thought everything was in the past. You know, I find statistics and quadrillion to one possibilities, impossibilities as compelling evidence. But what's coming out now or what has been achieved and is being packaged in court cases is something that's so compelling there's no way the federal judiciary cannot take it.
All right. So you say 16 lawsuits found election fraud. Apparently, I've heard of none of them. How could that be?
Well, why don't how could the mainstream media be suppressing the truth? Is that a real story? No, there's a guy named John Droz, a PhD named John Droz, last name is Droz. Look him up online. He keeps track of all the, he's got a whole He keeps an ongoing daily track of all the 86 lawsuits that have been filed regarding this and how they're moving through the system. But, of course, the mainstream media doesn't cover that. They just repeat this inane bromide. Oh, 60 cases got filed. They all got thrown out. It's not true. Not true. The ones of the 75% of the ones that have been adjudicated all the way through have actually gone down to us. But anyway, we'll
Have to see what happens from here. But Patrick, I mean, I like I said, I applaud you and the people you're working with for continuing to persist. I mean, things take time. It's a process, and I appreciate that. So we'll look forward to an update. I'll look up John Droz here, see if I can find some ongoing updates. But when you have something, because I want to know where the lawsuit is being filed, at that point, maybe you can share some of the evidence, and we look forward to it. And I appreciate you sharing.
Steve, I appreciate that. When the evidence is filed, I'd love to come on. No one wants it on more than me. Can I throw one last little story at you, take 30 seconds, that will
sure.
give you some hope?
Go ahead.
Regarding the June 2020 primary in Mississippi, about 4 weeks ago, a Democratic judge came out with a decision regarding a case involving two Democrats, one suing another, from the June 2020 Mississippi primary. And he found, this got all the way through the court, and the judge found that of the mail-in ballots in this congressional district in Mississippi last June, 78% of the mail-in ballots were fraudulent. 78%. You think people forgot how to do that by November? So this is now a Democratic judge finding in a case involving one Democrat suing another from last June that 78% of the mail-in votes in Mississippi were fraudulent.
I'm going to look that one up, too, and I'll find out more. Patrick Byrne, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. Quick break. We'll be right back.
In the den. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
The early strength of the Tigers has been the starting pitching. It ranks in the middle of the major league pack and has helped this team stay competitive. But the offense has been a growing concern. Going into today's doubleheader with Pittsburgh, Detroit has collected just 15 hits in the last three games, all of them singles. They were shut out in back-to-back games in Oakland for the first time since 1973, and now have a minus 28 run differential, worst in the majors. The hopeful return of Miguel Cabrera and Nomar Mazara offers some promise, but the key is for those who are healthy. Players like Jonathan Schoop, Willie Castro, Wilson Ramos, and Jacoby Jones need to elevate their game. And that's when the Tigers, as a whole, can finally do the same.